Hey there, hello, you don't know me, and I don't know you. But I have a question or two, thought I'd turn the tables on you. What's it like to walk down the street with your partner and never wonder what if? To know that wherever you go together, you're safe because your love blends in. Could you imagine being unexpected, unforeseen in the grand scheme of things? And then have to reveal yourself, describe and define your love, your children, your family. What would it take to let love be the way? Could you listen to people and raise them up? Could you up your own game and say no big deal? Be inspired instead of afraid. How would it feel to live two separate lives, to hide your true self away, and to have to conform to someone else's arbitrary rules and always be asked to explain? Have you ever had to carve out a space for yourself because there was no room for you? And imagine there were only five choices to line up at school, LGBT and Q. What would it take to let love be the way? Could you to people then raise them up? Could you up your own game and say no big deal? Be inspired instead of afraid. Have you ever had to try and justify your body to people you've never met? Or tried to translate yourself through someone else's language to make yourself legible? Do you have to defend which public bathroom you use? Have you ever thought about that? And then felt them attempt to decipher your intentions while you're standing there washing your hands? Have you ever been told that you don't know who you are, your pronouns are wrong, they don't match, they're grammatically incorrect, your name is wrong, your clothes are wrong, your hair is wrong, your feelings are wrong, your love is wrong, you are wrong? Take to let love be the way. Could you listen to people and raise them up? Could you up your own game and say no big deal? Be inspired instead of afraid. What would it take to let love be the way? Could you listen to people and raise them up? Could you up your own game and say no big deal? Be inspired. Be brave. Has someone with good intentions worked to accommodate you and tried to fit you in? And have you ever considered how accommodating someone doesn't really change anything?